Good afternoon, everybody. This is another episode of the Father-Son Thing podcast with your host, Jason, and I'm here with my son, Cole.
Hi.
In today's episode, we are going to get to know Cole and why this podcast started. So, having said that, we're on a little sad note. Today is March 19th, 2018.
March.
And we lost our Mimi on St. Patrick's Day, Saturday night, about 9 o'clock. So she was very loved by all the family, and we're going to dedicate this episode of the podcast to Mimi.
Mm-hmm.
And we know she's in a better place, and she's looking down on us, and she's going to help us succeed with this podcast and be our angel. And I know it's been a hard time for the family, back and forth to the hospital, and it's been a rough week. But, Cole, mm-hmm. You have a few words you want to say about Mimi? It's okay. You don't need to talk about it right now. We just wanted to get this dedication out to her.
Yeah.
And I do want to say one thing about it. Cole's 10 years old, and he was a big help with me through the whole situation at the hospital. I'm dealing with, you know, my wife and the loss of her grandmother, and at the same time I have three other daughters that were really upset, and Cole was a big help. He consoled all his sisters, and he was there for them, giving them hugs and patting them on the back. And he was a little man during the whole process. So for that, I'm very proud of you, son.
We were just telling them that it's okay. It's a part of life. There's one thing that's guaranteed when you're born. It's that you'll die.
Yeah, and it's a lesson that you had to learn. And unfortunately, you had to learn it. With Mimi is the first loss that you've ever had to go through.
Nope. Uncle Bo.
I'm sorry. Yep, Uncle Bo. You didn't have to go through it with Uncle Bo like you did with Mimi, though, at the hospital and all that. So it was really the first time that I've had to deal with it too, son, being at the hospital and
really? And
seeing somebody that you love like that. So
really?
Yeah. I've never had to deal with anybody at the hospital. I've had family members pass away, kind of like Uncle Bo, and you heard about it, and it gets you upset, but never seeing somebody the way we had to see Mimi. So for being 10 years old, I'm very proud of you the way you handled it.
Yeah.
But getting past that, today's episode is to get to know Cole and why we started this Father-Son Thing podcast. And Cole wants to be a sports personality of some sort when he gets older. And he told me something a couple years ago that his exact words were, I asked him why you wanted to be a sportscaster. And he told me that he really wanted to play professional baseball for the Mets, or he wanted to be a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. But he knows how hard that would be, even if he put in all the hard work that it takes to be a professional athlete, that he could still be told no by the NFL or MLB.
By the scouts
and everything. And he said that if he puts that same energy into being a sportscaster, that nobody could tell him no. That's something that he doesn't have to worry about scouts. If he puts in the work and the dedication for it, that he could do that. And he was 8 years old at the time. And it always stuck with me because it was one of the best things that anybody's ever said to me on, you know, the outlook of something like that. You know, you could be anything you want to be in life. We're always told that. And everybody has these big dreams of being, you know, a musician or an athlete or an actor or actress. And Cole's outlook on life at 8 years old was, yeah, I'd like to do those things, but if I just put in the hard work, I can be a sportscaster.
All I have to do is just research and then tell that stuff on the sportscasting show. Then,
along with going to school and getting your degree, and that's why I decided to start the podcast.
That's why we decided to start the podcast.
That's right. That's why
I wanted to be a sportscaster. Because I want to be a sportscaster when I grow up. I really want to be a sportscaster because of what you said. I wanted to be an athlete, but it's easier to put in a lot of effort for sportscasting than it does putting a lot of effort in being an athlete or musician or actor.
And Cole's still pursuing the dream of being a professional athlete along with this. But this was the way to start creating content at 10 years old and to get his feet wet. And another reason is to spend time together, father and son, doing something that we both like. So talk about that a little bit.
Me and Dad usually don't really do anything, but all the girls in our family do. Me and Dad usually don't do much because he's always sleeping
or
watching a movie with Mom at night. And we just wanted to have some fun, and I wanted to be a sportscaster, so we thought this would be a great idea to start a father-son podcast.
So by saying that, you know, that we don't do anything, we're overtaken by women in this house.
Yeah.
And we do a lot of things as a family. Me and Cole getting off together, you know, if we go to a game, we try to include everybody to the game to go watch a ball game. And, you know, we've went and watched the Gators as a family, and we've went to Mets games as a family. Haven't been to a Bucks game yet. That's something that probably me and Cole are going to go do on our own here in the next season or two. Now that he's old enough to
understand
the game and a little bit older to hear some of that language that unfortunately you're going to hear in the stands at an NFL game.
Yeah, I'm old enough. I'm not really that inappropriate.
No, you're not that inappropriate, but there'll be some inappropriate things going on. But we could look to sit in the
front row.
Well, the front row. Here you go. The family section or something. But
I actually have an app that can give us good tickets.
Okay.
I've watched a lot of YouTubers, and they say go to this app. It's called SeatGeek, and then we can use a promo code that gets us $20 off our first.
Listen. So don't be plugging anybody yet. You know, you just said a company's name on our podcast, and eventually we hope to get some sponsors out there. So don't be saying.
Yeah, we can get like Sprite to sponsor us.
Yeah, you said another one. Don't plug any SeatGeek or Sprite or anything until they start putting money in our pocket. As part of this podcast game, is we got to get sponsors. Mm-hmm. So we don't have any sponsors right now. So if you're listening out there and you want to sponsor the Father and Son Thing podcast,
great podcast,
hit us up on Facebook and we can make that happen. We won't charge a lot of money. We're just trying to get the ball rolling on that end. But first of all, before we go any further, I want to say thank you to our new listeners and supporters out there. Our last post on Facebook had over 100 likes and it reached over 1,000 people. We have a lot of new fans out there that are following us that are not family and friends. And we want to say thank you for listening and thank you for following us on social media.
We really appreciate it.
Really appreciate it. And continue to support us because this here, like I said, Cole's 10 and he is pursuing this dream, and I'm helping him and we're spending time together as a father and son. And we're going to preview all sports and talk about some topics that are going on, you know, mostly football and baseball.
You inspired me to do this, Dad, because I've heard you talking before and you were talking about sports. And it was really interesting, and I was, like, listening to you do it, and then I heard all the words you were saying, and then I thought of as being a sportscaster. So that's how I got inspired to be a sportscaster.
Well, I'm glad I could inspire you. And I listen to a lot of podcasts while I'm working. Shout out to
First Take.
Everybody listens to First Take, but shout out to the Brilliant Idiots, Andrew Schultz and Charlemagne the God, the Joe Budden podcast I listen to, and
The Breakfast Club.
I listen to their podcast.
It's rarely about sports though.
But big shout out to Flagrant 2. They're a sports podcast that I listen to, and that has Andrew Schultz on it. And let me just say, Andrew Schultz is the man when it comes to podcasts and a comedian. I really thoroughly enjoyed listening to Andrew and his podcasts. So, very funny dude, him and Kaz and Akash. They're funny, funny. It's a sports podcast, but they get into the jokes a lot, so
I haven't listened to that podcast.
And you will not listen to it, being a 10-year-old, and Andrew Schultz and the guys will agree it's probably not the best thing for you, but I wanted to give a shout-out to them, and a lot of listening to those podcasts inspired me as a father to do this with my son, and with technology the way it is now, you know, it's very easy to create content and get it out there to the world, so
yeah, not like it used to be in the 90s.
Yeah, not in the 90s. This wouldn't be possible, but anybody can create content and put it out. And for me, as a father with a son that has this dream, I want to do everything I can to help him achieve it. Just like I, you know, sign him up for soccer and me and his mom, you know, go to practices and drive him around the state for games. And that's all things that parents do to
pursue their kids' dreams.
Absolutely. And this is another way. And it's definitely not as expensive to do this. And at the same time, we get to spend some quality time together like we are now, just laying here recording it.
This is comfy, too.
Got the Cleveland game on as we record on the 19th. So, you know, we're not going to talk too much about basketball right now. We'll get into it heavy as the playoffs come. But, you know, the NBA is kind of like a drama. It's like a reality show, you know, with the whole LeBron and Kyrie and, you know, are the Golden State going to repeat and all this. So
I heard they had injuries, and probably gonna hurt them.
And March Madness is going on. We got some big upsets in March Madness, but right now my bracket's busted. I got Duke to win the whole thing, but another guy has Duke, and looks like he has some teams that are the same as me as far as the Final Eight and stuff. So it doesn't look like I could catch him. He has me by few points now, so we are going to focus our energy on rooting for Kentucky.
Yeah,
Kentucky.
Pop Pop's team.
No, Papaw.
I mean Papaw. Did I say Pop
Pop? Yeah, you said Pop Pop. Pop Pop doesn't watch college basketball.
He doesn't watch basketball. Period.
That's not true. He's a big Magic fan.
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
Well, I've never seen him watch.
Yeah.
Basketball.
He likes the Orlando Magic, but they're nothing to talk about, so that's probably why you don't hear him. Pop-Pop's a big Mets fan, though. He'll be bugging us nonstop about who the Mets need to fire. So
yeah, he's like, "Why is Harry calling?"
He got his wish, so we'll see what old Mickey can do. But Mimi and Papaw's favorite team is Kentucky. And quick story on that, before Mimi passed, Papaw was at the house watching Kentucky, and Kentucky was up by 20 with 5 seconds left when Cole's mom got the call for everybody to come up to the hospital. And they got there, and Papaw was able to see Mimi and gave her a kiss on the forehead, and she drifted away to heaven a few minutes later. So that was just like Mimi, always looking out for others and making sure they got to watch the Kentucky game before she went. So, like I said, this episode is to get to know Cole, but at the same time is dedicated to Mimi. And I know Mimi's looking down on you and going to help you with this dream. So, anything else you want to say to the listeners about getting to know you? You know, we talked about why we started this podcast, but anything you want to tell our new listeners out there that don't know you about yourself?
Well, of course, I love sports. If I didn't love sports, I wouldn't be doing this podcast. And as you said, I'm 10 years old. I've been wanting to pursue this dream for about 3 years now, and it seems really fun and easy to do, so I just wanted to do it. And I'm glad you're doing it with me, because you know how to do this stuff, and I couldn't do it without you.
Well, that's very nice, and I couldn't do it without you either. And it's not as easy as people think, though. I mean, you said it was easy, but I think
it looks easy.
But I think you learned on the MLB podcast that we did. If you haven't listened to that, go back and listen to that on iTunes or Google Play. But if you learned anything about that, it was you just can't go into it and not know what you're talking about. So you did a lot of research,
mm-hmm.
and you know you really knew what you were talking about during that
episode.
Actually,
you did all the research.
Well,
I read it out on the game. I mean, on the podcast, and then.
That's part of being the producer, son.
Yeah.
So, but you can't just go into a podcast and
not know what you're doing.
Exactly. So you got to put in the work and
research.
Because if you don't, you know, we made a mistake. I think we said somebody had 84 saves for the Rays.
Yeah, it was what's his face?
I may be a little dyslexic. I can't confirm or deny.
And then after the podcast, I was just like, 84 saves? The Reds didn't even have 84 wins in the season.
No, it was the Rays on that.
No, it was the Reds.
Was it?
Yeah, you said the Reds. I'm just like, the Reds didn't even have 84 wins that season.
Hey, we're going to make mistakes, and that's why we need our fans to fact check us.
It was probably 24. 34, I don't know. Something like that.
But, all right, well, we're going to wrap this episode up. Again, thank you to all our new listeners. And please engage with us on Facebook. Tell us what you want us to, you know, if you have a show idea and you want us to cover something and give our takes on it, just let us know. And we'll be more than happy to cover that on our next episode.
Mm-hmm.
We look to drop an episode once a week. And what do you think we should do our next episode on? Should we give them a teaser here?
A teaser? Wait, what?
Should we tease the audience on what we're going to do our next podcast on?
We should let them decide.
Let them decide?
If y'all have any suggestions, put it down in the comments. And maybe we'll do your suggestion.
All right.
Next time. We'll agree on, we'll look at the comments like a couple of days before we do our podcast, and then we'll agree, and then we'll do the research on that.
All right, well, you've heard it here. We'll post something on Facebook asking what the next show should be. Comment, tell us what you want to hear. We'll put it together and drop it next week. This is Jason and Cole, a Father Son Thing podcast,
signing out.
Thanks for listening. Peace.
Peace.